The Vice President of India, Mohammed Hamid Ansari, has affirmed India's commitment towards supporting Ghana's democratic process and economic development. He said India is duty-bound to assist Ghana to strengthen its democratic institutions to fully discharge their responsibilities towards deepening democracy in the country. It also offers expertise to countries in the West African sub-region. The Indian Vice President said this when Vice President Kwesi Emesi-Arthur paid a courtesy call on him to discuss issues of mutual interest between the two countries. The call was part of a program lined up for Mr. Emesi-Arthur, who is in India to participate in the Indian Economic Forum in New Delhi.
Vice President Ansari said India recognizes Ghana as a land of peace and a bastion of democracy on the African continent. It is for this reason that India will always do well to comprehensively support Ghana's success and development. Mr. Emesi-Arthur commended the Indian government for its immense support to Ghana in the areas of agriculture and industry, especially in the small and medium scale enterprises. He, however, called for increased investment from India in the infrastructure sector, such as rail and road transport, to facilitate the evacuation of raw materials and finished products from their destinations to the market centers and to the ports for export. Mr. Emesi-Arthur briefed the Indian Vice President on the Ebola scourge and steps being taken by countries in the sub-region, international bodies, and the global community to contain the disease, which has claimed more than 4,000 lives in the region. He said, since the disease knows no boundary, it is the duty of the international community to rally behind the sub-region to contain the disease, which has dislocated the economies of the affected countries.